Hi, everybody. Let me just tell you about reckless drivers. There's an uplifting topic. Listen, bottom line, if you're in a vehicle, you're at risk because people are dinglings and don't know how to drive. If you get injured, call David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now. Speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. A little break from the stress that is the Lions. You got a week left if you haven't finished your shopping. Week from today, it all ends. You don't want to be at the mall. You don't want to be waiting by the door for a package. So every year, a week from Christmas, we just do one or two segments about this, and it is usually a complete effing disaster. It is the Hatchet Man Holiday Buying Guide.
Ho, 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 everybody.
Oh, boy.
How's everybody doing this year?
Jesus,
man. We are now 8 days away from Christmas.
A little too happy, but okay.
A little bit. Just dial it back just a little bit, buddy.
All right. We're 8 days away from Christmas, guys. And guess what? I haven't done any shopping. Not online, not in person. Because I love the rush, I will get everything done last minute.
Your wife's a real lucky lady.
Mm-hmm. So, if you're like me and
he buys
you need
one gift and tells his sons it's going to be like the Hunger Games. The winner gets the gift.
And go, attack.
So, if you need ideas, actually, I don't need them. But if you need ideas, okay. Here are some ideas for you.
All right.
The car cleaning gel. If you want less than $10, you can go on Amazon and get the car cleaning gel. Now, that will get in certain spots that you can't always get into, the cup holders, the air vents, the steering wheel,
different
things. Rico's already laughing. I'm serious here. It is a car cleaning gel. It gets in places you can't get.
You lost Rico once you started using words like crevice and cracks.
I was just waiting for Mike's response.
No, I guess it was more, who exactly is going to be thrilled to open up a gift box and it's car cleaning gel?
You know what? Jail,
unless you know that meticulous car person who always keeps their car clean, not a spot in there, that works for them, but that's only like 3% of society.
Like, that's a stocking stuffer. Like, my brother-in-law, Rip, as you call him?
Yeah.
Well, Rip would like that. That dude builds cars.
Okay.
He's a maniac. Hey, what are you working on, Scotty? I'm just, rebuilding an engine.
You know, I decided I was just going to make a tree.
All right, that's cool. I'm watching Army Navy. Have a good day.
David, enjoy it seems like playing you're giving with people chores.
You're doing chores for this? Yeah. That's why it's not
like
appeasing.
It seems like a chore is what you're assigning me a task to do.
No, I think it's a stocking stuffer for the person who is that meticulous car guy.
Yeah, or it's a hint you live like a pig, clean your car. Carry on.
Here's a better option. Okay. Everyone wants air fryers. Everyone loves a toaster oven, something like that. So here is a Wonder Oven. It is a 7x10-inch air fryer.
Ooh.
So it's just small enough to, you know, like not
a Barbie Easy Bake.
It feels like that.
Whoa,
it does.
Whoa, you my watch your hooker fryer. Hold on a minute. Let me just
take
tell
up
you
a lot
this.
Of counter space.
This is how good air fryers are. All right, mm-hmm. And I hope this never gets back to my mother. I haven't fried a chicken cutlet in years. Air fryer. The air fryers are unbelievable, fellas. Oh. I think they're an incredible gift.
Brother, you preach it to the choir. I mean, Kenny and I.
Yeah, we're all on team air fryer.
Like, we're like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're like, okay, where can we get the air fryer and where can we stash it so nobody else uses it?
We're trying to find somewhere in the office.
This one would work.
No, right. So we're trying to find. Now, they're redoing the office, so we held off. But Kenny and I were about to get an air fryer just so for the two of us to use. Mike, I'm with you on that. The way it can bring. It can bring certain things just back to life, like French fries. Just bring them back to life. Yes.
Pizza. Anything at all. Wings, chicken, pizza.
You could air fry a shoe. It's a great gift. Great gift.
Yeah. You go out to breakfast and you're like to a Coney and you don't finish it. Take it home. Put it in the air fryer. Tastes brand new.
Yeah. So this one is small enough not to take up a lot of counter space, but you can fit a 4.5-pound chicken in here.
David, why don't you save that one so when we get our air fryer, that might be the one, actually.
That might be it.
I will save
you guys are going to get an office air fryer?
No, we're going to get a Rico and Kenny air fryer.
That's correct.
Wow, not even us, Mike.
No,
not even us.
You guys can use it, but, you know.
Enjoy that in the open office concept. I'm sure that's going to be a hit.
And that's why we have to find some place to stash this.
Okay, next.
Next on the list.
In the Hatchet Buying Guide a week from Christmas.
The Ember Temperature Control Smart Mug. A 14-ounce mug. You can put whatever drink you want in it, and it will get to the ideal temperature between 120 and 145.
Okay, this is what I call useless technology.
Okay.
There are plenty of insulated coffee cups that keep your drink hot, or the minute you put something cold in, they stay cold. Mm-hmm. I don't need a computer in my coffee mug. I'm out on this. Useless tech.
I am with you as well. It's not like there's not enough insulated cups and thermoses out there. I mean, every year there's like that hot thermos that everybody wants to get, so I don't need tech.
Wasn't there like a Stanley one that got super popular on like TikTok or something like that?
It was the pink Stanley cup.
Yeah, that's the one.
And I had somebody tell me how it was so much better than every other cup, and I'm like, actually, it's not.
But it's more expensive, but sure. Vodka out of? I could see Kenny just filling a 64-ouncer up with just straight booze, like Beth Dutton.
Throw some ice in there, stays cold all day.
Yeah, yeah, all day, you know, when you're, you know, grinding tape and answering phones. Sure, I don't know. Go ahead. David, that one's a lousy gift. I think if you gave that to somebody, they wouldn't be happy with you.
All right, do you have anyone in your family or friends that loves the great outdoors? Because
yes,
here,
my brother-in-law.
For under $80, you can get the America the Beautiful Pass. That will get you in any national park in the country.
Well, okay, hold on. It's great. It's idealistic. It's not realistic. What's he doing with his two little kids? Hey, honey, my sister, I'm going to Yellowstone for the weekend. You'd have to be a nomadic loser to use that thing.
Hold on.
You become Clark Griswold.
Or hold on. It covers up to 4 adults at the site per person. Kids 15 and under get in free.
David, I got bad news for you. My sister would rather throw herself off a cliff than go camping. So, yeah,
so that's not going to happen.
New Yorkers don't
way.
Camp, bro.
I'm trying, man.
Hey, Detroiters don't either.
Wait. No, Rico only goes glamping.
No, I don't.
He doesn't go anything.
Camping is just practicing being homeless. That's it.
I'm with you. I've never understood it. Doesn't make any sense. Like, at least when guys set up a camp and they're going to go deer hunting or do a big hunting deal, I can understand that because it's a means to an end. You're out there chasing the prize. If you just camp because you want to be cold and wipe your boo-boo with a leaf, you've lost me.
Sleep on the ground. Once again,
I'm out.
Isn't this why we come to work every day? No, I'm good.
Next.
Here's another gift card and a gift box if you would like to do it. It's just $111. So what it is, you know how you can get the regular gift card to a restaurant here or an activity here? No, this one covers it all worldwide. So if you want to go to dinner in Paris, you can get this gift card and it will let you go to dinner in Paris.
What is this, the Rico Beard Interstellar Diners Club? What the hell is this?
13,000 activities are on this card.
So you go to Paris only to have them say, sorry, we don't take this card. What are you going to say? Can I speak to the manager in French?
It will tell you where you can go to eat. It can tell you the spa places, the adventure tour, yeah, David, everything.
This sounds great until you actually get to that foreign country and they're like,
you're in Brazil and you're stuck in Brazil. Yeah, sorry.
I think David's just trying to get rid of people left and right. He's sending people to national parks. Now he's sending people to Paris.
Yeah. Yeah, David's just getting rid of everybody. I don't know. Fellas, here's my one thing. I'm not big on gift cards. They feel impersonal. No? Or is that just an old-school mentality?
That's an old-school mentality. Okay. No. Mike, if there's something that you see, like, yeah, you know what? This person will love. Like, Kenny, here's an air fryer.
Yes.
I know Kenny's going to use his air fryer great. But if there's somebody who has, like, everything, you know what you want. I don't.
Yeah,
so go buy what you want and enjoy it. I'll pay for it.
See, I'm also weird, too. Fella, I don't like getting gifts. You know this. I hate it. I like giving gifts. Mm-hmm. Don't ever buy me anything. Leave me alone. I'll give the gifts and just say thank you. I don't want it. I hate getting gifts. It's so awkward.
He turns about 20 shades of, he looks like your sweatshirt.
Very
David.
True.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Very true.
Because then you're sitting there and you're on display.
No.
It's like I'm a zoo animal. Here, open this. And you got to think about what your reaction's got to be. And like, what if the gift sucks and you can't say it?
Mike, just say thank you. And you move on. What? A gift? How dare you?
I literally, that's how I feel. I don't want anything. Nobody listens to me.
But
damn it.
A gift card is, to me, for that person who really does have everything, I'm not going to figure out what you want. Either that or you're going to get the car jail. So take the gift card.
Correct. Wow.
Next.
I can close it out with something simple here, guys. Everyone has dogs. They have pets. You have to walk them. Many times in the dark, it is wintertime. So you can just get a simple headlight beanie.
Oh, dear God.
Put it on your head. It will keep you warm and you can see.
You know what, David? If you don't have a dog, but you still like to go out for a walk.
Because
let's face it, it's dark at 3:30 now.
I see it plenty of times taking my son to school. People walking with the beanie on.
Rico, you are not allowed to walk around on a solo walk with a mining helmet.
Yeah, you are.
David is selling you a coal miner's helmet. You will be arrested.
Okay. I'm not going to say that I had one.
Yeah, it's not the hard hat, but it is a skull cap with a light on it. It's a skull cap. Mining cap.
But yeah, because it gets dark at 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Kenny, Rico's walking around like one of the doozers from Fraggle Rock. I have got to see this.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
David, it's a good gift. Like I said, if you have to take...
Black lung pop.
You got to walk the dog, or you just want to take a walk. It's not that bad out, but it's dark. You put that hat on. You don't have to carry a flashlight, and you can see where you're going.
I knew someone would love this. Thank you,
Rico. Rico's walking around on his daily walk like one of the village people. You got a construction vest, too?
He's off to the mines.
I actually do.
Oh, my goodness.
Good for you. You're supposed to.
Right,
be safe.
I don't want to get hit by a car.
Hey, Mike, we're black. You can't see us.
Right. I go out there with the all-black hookup. Either you can't see me or you're calling the cops.
There you go. You got to have a light on.
Right.
Okay, PSA to everyone. If you see a mountain of a man dressed as a member of the village people, do not call the cops. It's just Rico on a saunter. Jesus. And that, with a week to go, is David's god-awful gift guide.